USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell thinks it's time to get schools reopened.
Despite heroic efforts from students, parents, and teachers, so-called remote learning has proven a poor substitute for the real thing.
The Kentucky Republicans saying the real reason schools are closed is because of teachers' unions.
In places across America where public education depends on the whims of a powerful public sector union, the best interests of children have often come dead last.
One dose of the AstraZeneca Oxford immunization can lower COVID-19 transition by nearly 67%. New data released on Tuesday shows the inoculation can aid in preventing the spread, not just protecting from getting ill. The vaccine has yet to be approved for use in the United States. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Keeping an eye on China, USA Radio News' Tim Berg gives us an update.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
"For Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Hal Holbrook was an American actor, television director, and writer. He first received critical acclaim in 1954 for a one-man stage show he developed, Mark Twain Tonight.
It's his idea, you see, that the deity sits up nights to admire him. He's the creator's pet. Now you may wonder why. Well, because of his intellect. Man is a reasoning animal, such is the claim. Though I do think that's open to dispute.
Mr. Holbrook died January 23rd in Beverly Hills, California. He's buried alongside his wife, Dixie Carter, in Tennessee. The Super Bowl is this weekend as the Chiefs battle the Buccaneers. Bucks tight end Rob Gronkowski surprised two Advent health workers with personalized video messages inviting them to the big game. Belinda Spahn is a critical care worker at Advent Health North Pinellas.
Obviously, it's a dream of a lifetime to go to a Super Bowl. And yet, when you think about the reason actually behind the invitation, it's a bit surreal, and you gladly change it. If you could just turn back the hands of time and not have this monster called COVID and sit home on your couch and watch the cheer of the Bucks home.
Belinda was charged with caring for the first COVID-19 patient to be administered to the ICU back in April of 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.